Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la kitaba ba'da kitabihi wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atihi amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahnu naqussu 'alayka naba'ahum bil haqq. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The season that we find ourselves passing through, just the beginning of it, with the tills will be ringing, the children on holiday and vacation, and this is the season that many will term and call the crazy season. Businessman who has accumulated, who has stored, who has bought his stock, he knows that this is the time to make or to break. Either he's going to sell, he's going to do well, or either he bought incorrectly, he overbought, and he's going to sit for the rest of the year also to come. So be as it may, this season is a season that many classify and call it a crazy season. Just two aspects that we intend discussing today, and the two are interlinked. One is a responsibility that we all have as businessmen, as traders. This is the time we put effort, more effort into our business houses, in our professions. It's the time we're coming towards that season where there is luxury of funds, people have some extras to spend, we all want to capitalize on some share of the market. So this is the most important time for us as businessmen, as traders, that we portray, we showcase and demonstrate to the world the akhlaq, the adab, the mannerism of business and trade according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's the time that we trade as Muslims, keeping our word, keeping our zaban, whatever when we give our word we keep to it, and whatever we are doing, make sure it is governed by the laws of the Sharia. Whatever be the case, the moment we govern our business by the laws of the Sharia, we will see barakah in our personal lives, in our extended families, and in our time. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, two incidents to understand the importance of halal rozi and earnings. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, the author of Sahihul Bukhari, which is Asahul Kutub Ba'da Kitabillah, the most authentic book of literature after the Quran Sharif, is Sahihul Bukhari, most authentic. The father of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah says, when he's on deathbed, Ahmad bin Hafs rahimahullah visits him, his friend and colleague, so he mentions to him, he says, oh my friend, wallahi la a'lamu min mali dirhaman min haramin, wala dirhaman min shubha. He says, I guarantee you in the oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, I don't have and recall even one dirham, we will say one rand, that I've earned from haram sources. Not even one rand. He says, that's far-fetched haram. I don't even recall being involved in dubious transactions. Even if there was a doubt and a shubha, I left it out. And the product and the result of that, being scrupulous, being upright, being conscious, worried, concerned of halal risk and earnings, that we find the product was his son Imam Bukhari rahimullah, who became Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the muhaddithin in the science of hadith. Then this quality now cascades down to the son. When is the father has it. So always remember, we may feel we did it It was for the time, for the moment you did whatever you did. I'll make tawbah later on. Well, your son tomorrow is going to do the same thing and he'll say, I'll also make tawbah later on. So Imam Bukhari rahimullah, the greatest muhaddith of his time, he was also a tradesman. So one day the consignment comes. When the consignment comes, then the group of traders come to him and they are telling Imam Bukhari rahimullah, you see, this consignment that has come in the dead of night, it's something we want. And we know nowadays that which used to cost $800 last year is costing $6,000 just on freight this year. When normally the freight would be 4 to 6 weeks, we know now it's 2 to 3 months on your stock coming. But be as it may, they came to him, they say, guaranteed, don't open, don't check anything, blind, will give you 5,000 dirhams profit. Approximately 250,000 rand is your profit. Not the price of the commodity. That's only what you're going to take home. That's your profit. So he says, see, I don't trade in this manner. I would want to inspect the goods before we conclude this deal. So they say, no problem, we'll come to you tomorrow. But before the break of dawn, another group of tradesmen and businessmen come to him and they say, oh Imam Bukhari, we've heard the consignment and the goods have come. We desperately in need of stock. We low on our stock. Can we please settle now? We will give you 10,000 dirhams, double the profit, 500,000 rand. So he says, see, nawitu lil awwalin. I made intention for the first group. I never tell them I'm selling. I made intention only. I don't want to contaminate my intention I have made between me and my Allah. I need barakat rather than money. I need barakat. So that cascaded down even further in his progeny. That even in the son and in the children of Imam Bukhari, in his progeny also, we saw that barakah in the children. Now that's important for us as businessmen, that this is the time we make sure we will trade according to the laws of the Sharia, inshaAllah. Shaqiq Balqi rahimullah, great sage of the age in his time, the second and third century of Islam. One day he was walking in Balkh. There was a drought and a famine that had gripped the land. So everyone was worried, concerned, whatever you can secure, you can buy, you can keep. You know, you've got something as a source of survival. So everyone's buying whatever little vegetables they can find in the market, lentils, whatever be the case. And here, there's one person who's walking the village and is walking the valleys of this Balkh, and he's in full smiles, ear to ear. He's not worried and concerned. He's happy-go-lucky and he's moving around. So Shaqiq Balqi rahimullah comes to him, he taps him, he says, who are you? So he says, I'm so and so. He says, okay, but why are you so happy? We all are worried, you can see the rest of the community, we helter-skelter, we all in confusion, we don't know whether we'll have some food to put on the table for tomorrow. Yet you are careless, carefree, can't be bothered and you're smiling. So he says, you worried about your rosy and your sustenance? So he said, yes. So he says, see, hold on, me, I am the slave of the master who owns that valley. That valley of fruit and vegetables, I am the slave of that master. He has sent me to do some errands. I fulfill the work, accomplish his task. In exchange of that, he'll give me my food for the day. Shaqiq Balqi rahimullah puts his head down in shame and he says, oh Shaqiq, he's addressing himself. He says, oh Shaqiq, the man who's a slave to insan, when he realizes, when he's loyal to his master will see to the sustenance of the day. Oh Shaqiq, you are the slave of the Almighty. How do you doubt the ruzi of tomorrow? You are the servant of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who owns not one valley and two. He owns the world and the treasures and beyond. How is it possible that we as insan are worried about the rosy of tomorrow? He says, be loyal to the commandments of your Allah. He will see to the rosy of today and tomorrow and for the rest of your life. lesson for every one of us. So that's one aspect that and point that we wanted to drive today, that in our business houses, let us make a firm resolution, inshallah, that from this season onwards, I am going to find out what the laws of the Sharia, I am going to make sure that every business transaction of mine is according to the laws of the Sharia, according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this will be barakat in my life. In this will be barakat. The direct result of that halal rozi and risk is in our offspring. Direct result of it. There is a senior alim of Durban some time ago, he had mentioned, he says, see, Mulana, many cases come to us. He's saying, many cases come to us. But a common factor I found in many people complaining of domestic issues, problems with the wife, uphill with the children, disobedient children, delinquent children. So he says, a common factor in most of them, when I really go into their life, I see that these people are not particular about their earnings and their sustenance. The business was not according to Sharia. The money they've got, whether via inheritance or other, was not in a halal way. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making them taste the other side of things and see the other side of the coin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that our trade, our business now is according to the sunnah. And the second very important worry and concern for every one of us. This is the time our children are on vacation. Many are on holiday, whatever be the case. But remember, when there is an enemy that we know, then we can take necessary precaution. But when there's an enemy you don't see and you don't know, then you don't know how to protect against him. If you're a rich person and you know that there's kidnappings, you'll do whatever it takes you to keep your children safe. Like one person said, he says, Mulana, nowadays we can't leave the house. We don't go park, we don't eat out, we will buy the food, it gets delivered, we can't leave. And if I leave, I've got my bodyguard with me. We can't leave. Because we have to take the necessary precaution. The children are saying, but Papa, we cooped up. He says, more important than you being cooped up is your life. So you'd rather be safe with me than being vulnerable to what's happening out there, because Allah has blessed us with that. Wealth has come with a price. Let's make dua, Allah will protect us. So when there is that enemy, we know how to safeguard, protect. What about the enemy we don't see, we don't know? How do we protect ourselves from that? Subhanallah, one of the youngsters, he came and he said, Mulana, he said, after that dream, I made tawbah. I went to one of the ulama and I made my tawbah. So I asked him, but what happened? So he says, no, I told Mawlana so and so, senior alim of Durban. So he says, I was involved. My father used to give me luxuries of life. The car I needed, I would go. He trusted me. He loved me. I tried to keep the trust. But listen, nafs got the better of me. Shaitan really caught me and snared me and trapped me. So there was a get together and a function and I went. And eventually just led to the next and to the next, and eventually I went to the club and I was listening to music, whatever else have you. And he says, Wallahi Mulana, that night when I was hearing that music, and this youngster is saying, and I was popping those drugs and listening to the music, he says, I made kufr with Allah. Because the music, I don't know what voice it was, that's not music. But the voice is capturing me and telling me, make kufr with Allah. And I made kufr. Na'udhu Billah. I don't know what was it, but I made kufr. I went to this Mawlana, I said, Mawlana, I had a dream. I was in the darkest of ebbs, deep down in a valley. And the only thing, and it was just dark and scary around me. But there was one thin thread that was falling from the roof. And I held on to it, but I couldn't pick myself up. And as soon as I saw the scary things and animals come for me, I picked up, I held and I came to the top, it was all safe. So I went to an alim and I said, Mawlana, interpretation. So he says, you are in lot of trouble in your life. Is that correct? So he says, Jee Mawlana, lot of bad things in my life. He says, well, that one thread, that was the thread of Iman that came to save you. It was a rope, now it's a thread. Make an effort to make it a tight rope again, so you take yourself to safety. But that spark of Iman protected you. So the worry and concern for all of our youngsters nowadays is that we be worried and concerned for the iman. Every trap that is out there is not for the drugs. It's not for the alcohol. It's not for the music. There's a bigger prize behind it. They want to snatch the iman of our children. That's what's the prize they're looking for. The iman of our children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we open our eyes, we pull up our socks, we smell the coffee, we see the realities, we stand up to the challenges of the time and realize that the elevator to success is out of order. There's load shedding in South Africa. That elevator is not working. We have to take the staircase step by step and work with the nurturing, the tarbiyat of our children. Hold them by their hands very close to us. Hold them by their hands very close to us and take them up that staircase to success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for every one of us, because the ulama are dealing with cases Allah protect. Allah really protect. One alim in the dead of night gets a call, and the father is saying, "Mawlana, you have to come home." So Mawlana says, "How urgent it is? I mean, how urgent can it be?" So he says, "Mawlana, it's so urgent, I don't know what to tell you over the phone, please come over." So he goes, mother and father in tears, can't control themselves. So he calms them down, pacifies them, gives them a little bit of himmat and courage, and he says, "Okay, now talk." He says, "Mawlana, I'm feeling ashamed to tell you." Starts crying again. So gives him himmat and courage, "But what happened?" He says, "Mawlana, we just got the call now before going to bed. We don't know what to do, so we called you. My son just phoned now," and he says, "Don't even tell Mawlana to give me a call and give me a visit. I'm telling you, I'm no more a Muslim. I don't want to talk about the deen of Islam. Whatever faculty I am studying, I've come to the conclusion that we are blind followers of the deen of Islam." Remember, you got your child with you in your home. Even if it's difficult in the nurturing and the upbringing, alhamdulillah, he's with you. The day he is gone, you don't know where he is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. We be worried and concerned. What's happening out there, the ulama are dealing with cases that are beyond our understanding. Some of the cases, it's even a shame to speak about it from the mimbar. Some of the cases are so heart-paining. You just can't even fathom how is this possible. Such a renowned family, such a good family. And this happened in that family, is when we leave that rope and we say, "Never mind, I gave him a phone now as long as he's occupied. I gave him money as long as he's happy." But the tarbiyat of Allah being happy, the tarbiyat of making dua every day, let's every one of us make a resolution inshaAllah from today. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. 13 line Quran, if we have, the 13th juz, the third last page. 13th juz, third last page, this dua is there. Rather, this is in the 18th juz, sorry. Rabbana hablana in the quarter. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Then in the 13th para also, Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. In the 26th juz, the third page, wa aslih li fi dhurriyati inni tubtu ilayka wa inni min al-muslimin. Three duas. Let us keep these three duas and read it after every salah. After every salah. Some of the problems that the ulama are dealing with, father is coming, he's crying. He said, "Mawlana, some parel upani, something taweez, what can help? Son doesn't want to take any discussions, doesn't want to talk to anyone. But you had the opportunity of making his tarbiyat in the home. Why didn't you capitalize on the opportunity? You could have made dua. Now you're ready to spend any amount of time or any amount of money to try and remedy the problem. Let's try and keep the problem out of our homes by being active parents, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin."